Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. Happy to be with you today. We already have some wonderful questions in queue. I do want to give a little introduction to maybe first-time members. My name is Perrier. I'm the author of Living Clay and have been studying the chemistry and understanding the science of clay for going on 20 years now since I was introduced to it. It was so fascinating that I've just, and I'm still reading and learning and updating my knowledge about this wonderful product. And this is your time to bring your questions and that I can answer them. And feel free if you're online to type up a question and send it to me. I have one here from Evelyn in Singapore. She says, "Hi, Perry. My two daughters, 7 and 9, have tooth decay. I was wondering how could living clay help heal their tooth decay. Thank you for your help." If it's not too far decayed, like if half the teeth is gone, it's black and rotty looking, I don't think it's not going to rebuild, and I'm not sure it can stop it. It may be able to stop further decay, but once decay has started, I'm not sure if it can rebuild. I have had people who pack their gums, their teeth with clay. You can do that at night. Sometimes you can do it a little bit during the day. The more clay you get on and around that teeth, and brushing your teeth with clay helps. Definitely watch them on their sugar intake and soda pops. Because if the K's already, they had a sample one time of taking a tooth and put it in a cup with Coke in it, and it dissolved the tooth, just dissolved it. So you want to avoid drinking soda pops and sugar things while they have those decays till you get them taken care of. I would have them brush their teeth with the clay. They can dip their toothpaste, put a little toothpaste on it, dip it into the powder clay and brush that way. Or they can take some of the clay mask and put it on their toothbrush and brush that way. But keeping the dry powder on there around those teeth, particularly at night while they sleep, is probably the best and most effective way. You'll just have to watch them and see. Of course, I can't see the decay, so I don't know how bad it is. If it's a small spot, I have had people who said that they went away. And I know while I was wearing braces, my dentist thought he saw one down at the base of the tooth, but he couldn't get to it till I got my braces off, so we were just watching it. And I was really being proactive about putting clay around that tooth. And when my braces came off, he checked it, and it wasn't there. So don't know if it was the clay or what it was, or maybe it wasn't there and he just thought it was. So I do have some reports. It just depends on how far in advance the decay is. So thank you for that question. And let me get back to my page here. Francis and San Pedro, do you have an opinion regarding the use of diatomaceous earth as clay being used or combining them? Diatomaceous earth is different than clay. They do have some similar properties and benefits. The benefits of clay are much wider as far as detoxing and many, many aspects of it as a catalyst. If you want to take them, I would take them apart from each other. I mixed some clay and diatomaceous earth one time to make the liquid, and it kept the clay from staying emulsified. It separated it, so it caused it not to expand and stay emulsified. I just had the clay and diatomaceous earth at the bottom and water at the top. So there was some reaction between them that was canceling the effectiveness of the clay. So I wouldn't mix them together. If you want to take one and wait a couple hours and take the other, you can try it that way. Or you can try one and see what benefits you get and then try the other. I think you'll find more benefits from the clay. and Melissa in Austin. Can you give me some suggestions for how to treat food allergy exposure? How much should be administered and how often? Melissa, my question to you is, are you a multiple chemical sensitive person? A lot of people with a lot of food allergies are also sensitive to scents and odors and things in the atmosphere and just have a hard time being in public because of it. And we find that drinking the clay really helps build up your system, and I've had several of these people who are chemical sensitive that start out with as little as a fourth of a teaspoon of clay and like about 2 ounces of water, and you really need to shake clay. With that small amount, you can put it in, stir it, let it sit a while, and stir it again. You want to make sure it gets kind of emulsified and cloudy, and then drink it. And then gradually build up. If you don't have any problems, do it again that night. Again, if you don't have any problems, increase it the next day to a half a teaspoon. And I really like to mix the liquid and take it from there, from that point. You can go to a tablespoon of the liquid, try that twice a day, stand it for a couple of days, see how you do. And if you're okay to take clay, I'd go up to 2 ounces, 2 to 3 times a day, particularly before you eat food. And I would increase that to 3 ounces and all the way up to 4 ounces and stay on that for a couple of months. And I think you'll find your allergies lessen, and there are more foods you can eat. I had a discussion with a lady yesterday who had lost all this weight. She was so allergic to so many foods, she wouldn't get any nutrition, and she just kept losing weight. She started taking the clay in tiny amounts and built up, and she said it just gave her back her life. She can now eat so many foods that she couldn't eat before. She can get around people. Just the being around people who had used those little dryer things to scent your clothes with and take the static electricity out, she could smell it in their clothes, and it would give her headaches and reactions, and different foods gave her rashes and things. So if you want to call me and give me some more information, my number is 512-262-7187. If you're not real sensitive, you can go ahead and start with the normal dose of 2 ounces 3 times a day. And again, I would wait 2 days, build it up to 3 ounces 3 times a day, and wait and then go to 4 ounces 3 times a day. I'm learning that more is better. And Francis also questions it. At about combining magnesium with your clays. Oh, ask about maybe. Maybe a typo there. If you add magnesium oil absorbs in and clay pulls out. I don't know what state your magnesium is in that you're wanting to add to your clay. I take magnesium oxide tablets. They help keep me regular on my bowel movements. And I can adjust the amount. If you get the tablets, you can cut them in half. I use the 250 milligram. Excuse me, my voice is raspy this morning. but I don't know what form the magnesium is you're wanting to add to your clay. I like to take clay as a standalone and then take other supplements later. Some of these things interact, and it may weaken the effectiveness of the clay. So that's my suggestion. Francis also said, I have a dome for infrared sauna. It's the kind you lie down in. Can I apply clay to my skin while in the sauna? Should I apply as a paste and then wrap with gauze? No, I would just put it on and not cover it. If you cover it, there's going to be some sweating, and it would be better to let it dry and pull tight. It detoxes good that way. Most of the time we use a wrap if it's on an area where you can't leave it on to let it dry without getting it on your clothes, or you need to be moving or something. So it's just, either way, it's good. You can try it. I've never tried it on a dome. I've been in, a dry heat sauna, and it works very well. I find when I was in the dry heat sauna, I had a bathing suit on, and I had the clay on me, and where I had it on my chest, where the skin is real thin, when I got out, I had red splotches there because it had pulled the circulation to the surface there, and the skin was thinner there. It only lasted about 15 minutes and went away. So it was showing that it was working and activating. I would keep watching on it so it doesn't, being that close to the infrared, I don't know if you should, how long you should stay in there. So be cautious while doing it, and check it out and get back to us and let us know how it worked. All right. Let's see if we have any other questions. Well, wow, we're kind of caught up on questions already today. That's something new. Usually we have a ton of questions there, keeping us busy. I'll go over to the phone lines. I think the other day someone had a question and I missed seeing them. If you press star 2 on your phone, it will show up on my phone and you can ask questions, or if you want to tell me about a win you've had with clay. That really helps us understand how it works for so many factors. I had a lady that had shingles the other day, and she was talking about how she caught it early and got the clay on there and kept it on there, and she never had the pain. And she went to, someone said, you need to go to the doctor. So she went to the doctor, and he gave her some salve and said, how bad is your pain? And she said, I don't have any pain. She said, well, you can use this for the pain. And she kept using the clay, never had any pain. And he said, it's going to take 4 weeks for it to clear up. And in 2 weeks, hers was completely cured. Now, I've had to have people that put it on immediately as they broke out. And, it dried it up in like 3 days, so it never got a foothold. So it's great for something like that. So if anyone has a question they'd like to ask or some information they'd like to share, if you press star 2 on your phone, that will signal me that you're wanting to visit with me. And I'll talk about some other things. You know, clay is great for your pets, and sometimes we forget to mention that and overlook sharing it with our pets. I even have a friend who has chickens, and there's been research at A&M about it, how it helps the chickens to stay cycled in and laying their eggs, and it helps their eggshells get firmer and harder. So I have a friend, and she's going to put it in their water. She raises chickens, and she's going to mix the clay in their water and put it out in their water bowl for them. And we'll see how that works. She also uses it in her garden. She's an organic gardener and has awesome crops, and brought me some of the most beautiful Myers lemons the other day. They feel like velvet. They're not hard on the outside and juicy, just as juicy. Some of them look like oranges almost. Wonderful lemons. If you've never tried the Myers lemons, look for them at the grocery store. They're almost the size of a small orange. An excellent, excellent lemon. Okay, I'm going to go back and see if we have any more questions now. Well, this is a still day on the phone. I guess I'm going to have to talk about clay. You know, clay works in a multitude of ways, and it's very difficult for us to understand because, I have a person on the line. Barb, are you there?
Yeah, it is. I've never done this before. It's the first time I've been on your, listening to a seminar while it's live.
Well, good. Thank you for joining us. This is Barbara, and she's a fan of Clay. So what would you like to share with us?
Well, first of all, as you know, I've been using it for about 20 years, and about 6 months ago I just discovered the living clay, and so I've just used it on everything. And my first question was, in a deodorant, I just used it in a poultice. What's the best way to do is to use it as a deodorant, dry or wet?
You can do either way. We have a new product now that it's a deodorant, wax deodorant, and they're really good. But what I did before then is sometimes I would rub a thin coat of the clay mask under my arms while I was doing my hair. My arms were up, and it allowed it to dry and leave that on all day. And sometimes I would, after my shower, just pat some of the powder under my armpits. Either way seems to help. The mask is really good if people have BO. In fact, there have been several people who got the deodorant and it triggered a reaction on them, showing that their lymph glands were clogged up and they got really bad body odor using the deodorant bar. And they called and I told them they needed to detox their armpits and put clay. So they put the clay pretty thickly under their arms and saran wrap over that and slept with it on. And she said after that she hasn't had a lick of body odor. She just, sometimes our lymph glands under our arms get clogged up. And, you know, that's a good thought. We need to periodically go to those lymph gland areas and do a clay poultice on them. You have them in the groins, in your neck, under your jaw, under your arms. You can look on the internet where your lymphatic system sites are and do a little clay poultice on them. So, thank you for bringing that up. Any other questions?
I think that's about it. I'm discovering new ways all the time where to put it.
Oh, do you have any big wins you've had with clay?
Do I have any what?
Big wins, like things that really amazed you?
Being pretty healthy, it's kind of hard to see a difference because I don't think I have any major things going.
Mm-hmm.
I just know what it's doing to my body.
I'm kind of that way, too. I don't really have anything wrong, but I take it every day, and it keeps me from having anything wrong. So, well, thank you for joining in. That wasn't so bad, was it?
No, I have a little monster thing that I hook up to my phone so I can hear you very clearly.
Good, good. Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay.
And does anyone else have something they'd like to say? If you press star 2 on your phone, it will signal me that your line is open. We were going to talk about sharing clay with your pets. There are two ways you can do that. You can feed them by the spoonful of the hydrated clay and mix it in their food, the clay mask, like you put on a poultice, the creamy gel clay. For little dogs, you'd use a teaspoon, mix in their food. For medium dogs, 2 teaspoons or to a tablespoon. For great big dogs, you can use 2 tablespoons and do it in each feeding. It helps their system, their hair coat, helps their joints. We've had quite a few old dogs that couldn't get around and couldn't jump on the furniture anymore, and they started giving them clay, and the next thing they knew, they were up the stairs and on the furniture. So it's good for your pets. It'll help worm them of internal parasites. It doesn't help the heartworms, but it does get the internal parasites. They seem to have friskier and have more energy, just like people say when they take the clay. And I'm trying to think of some other clay. Oh, we had a story once of a lady who had some rescue pups, and there were 6 pups in this litter, and she gave 3 to her neighbor to take, and she took 3. And all 6 of them came down with parvo, which is pretty deadly for puppies. And They took him to the vets, and the vets gave him the Beatril antibiotic. And she took hers home, and with a syringe, she gave each of them clay two or three times a day, some of the liquid clay into their mouth, and held her head up so they could drink it down. And her three lived, and her neighbor's three didn't get the clay, and they died. So one of the things parvo does is it causes them to vomit, have diarrhea, and they get dehydrated, and sometimes they die of the dehydration, and the clay helps stop the diarrhea and hydrate the body. So that was a good win for the pets. So don't be afraid to share it with your pets. We have some pets that if you don't put it on their food, they just sit there and look at you because, you know, you left something out there waiting for their clay to be put on there. These critters are pretty smart. Okay, I'm going to check again and see if we have any questions. Usually we just have tons of questions. Here's one from my friend Carol in Chicago. How do I use it with the flu? Thank you. If it's flu season, I would increase the amount I use it three times a day. You know, take periodic clay baths. Come in if you've been out and around. My daughter's a kindergarten teacher, so she keeps drinking it. And she also uses hand sanitizer a lot with little kids. You've got to have that. But, you know, you can use the clay for that. Just take a little clay and put it in your hand and rub it, your hands together, and use it like a soap and wash your hands. It helps the body's immune system stay healthy so you're not as vulnerable to the flu. And if you have the flu, I'd definitely take it. I would use a poultice for fever. If you break out in a rash or anything, if you have nausea and vomiting, you want to start sipping on the clay water until it's under control. You know, if I had somebody that was real hot with fever, I'd give them a lukewarm clay bath to try to pull the toxins out. That's a good question. I hadn't thought about that thoroughly, but thank you for that. Carol's a long-time listener and a good friend. Sarah in Cambridge. Hi, Perry. You've given me so much help since I started using the clay. I've shared many miracle results with you, and here's another example to share. I was experiencing an itchy earlobe a few weeks back. I attribute it to a dry winter. I rubbed a lot with my fingers and drew some blood. Didn't think much of it. One morning, my ear looked like a purple head of cauliflower. Oh my goodness. My husband was in shock and wanted to drive me to the ER. The ear had swollen around my earrings. It was all red and hot and extremely painful. My neck was swollen as well. FYI, my husband is still not as much of a believer in clay as I am. I made a 1-3 poultice, that using one part clay to three parts water. It's the clay mass, the creamy mud. Covered my ear, applied a warm washcloth and a heating pad for 30 minutes at a time. It was the only time the pain was soothed. In between clay treatments, I applied oregano oil to my outer ear, neck, and back. I took 4 to 5 drops of oregano oil under my tongue and applied warm drops of coconut oil into my ear, as well as taking a tablespoon of coconut oil by mouth. I just kept alternating this routine all day. My husband freaked as my ear did look worse throughout the day. Small, almost bubble-like pustules appeared on my ear. I assured him it was the clay doing its job. It made me nervous, too, but I had faith in the clay. I promised him I would go to the ER if it was not better within 24 hours. As it turned out, the clay drew whatever was troubling my ear out within that time period. My family was shocked, amazed, and still skeptical. I know it was the clay. I'd never heard of an outer ear infection before, but that was indeed what I had, and my diligence with clay cured it. I wished I'd taken photos of the transformation. No one would believe it without seeing it. I've tried using clay for other family members' ailments, but they have a hard time with the concept. For me, seeing and experience is believing. Thank you, Perry. Wow, thank you, Sarah. That's a beautiful story. Yeah, any kind of infection like that and rubbing the ear, and if you wear pierced earrings, it, you know, could get in there and get that infection in the bloodstream is what I'm thinking happened to do that much swelling down your neck and on give you a cauliflower ear. So I'm glad you were diligent with that. The oils are also helpful. I like eating coconut oil. It's the form of oil I like to give my body. It tastes good. And if you haven't tried it, it's a good way to get healthy oil in your system. You know, the body needs some oils. We just don't need the heavy trans animal fat type. So there were several good ideas there. Thank you for that. That's a wonderful story. I want to capture that and copy that down. I don't think I have any ear testimonials, Sarah, so would you mind if I added that to our collection? And I'm multitasking here as I find a blank page to copy that on, because if I don't, I'll lose it. The website doesn't hold these things for very long. Okay, let's see if we have any more questions in queue. Here's one from Roxanne. I think we've talked before. Roxanna, what is the formula I should use to eliminate uterine lining cancer? I have decreased the lining from 2.7 centimeters to 2 centimeters using essential oil injections vaginally and rectally. I use the clay externally and drink it. What formula would I use vaginally and to use it? If you can get one of those, little douche cleansers that you get at the grocery store with the bulb syringe and suck the clay mud up in it or the liquid clay up in it and use it like a vaginal douche, I think I would do that. I usually recommend adding 2 ounces of the clay to a pint of water. But in your case, with what you're dealing with, I would just squirt the clay up into the vaginal cavity and just wear a sanitary napkin during the day as it will gradually come out. That and putting a poultice over that part of the stomach at night and sleep with it on, I think that would be 2 ways that would really, really help that. And of course, drinking it. And in this case, I would be drinking at least 4 ounces 3 times a day. And if you want to go up to more than that, I would certainly recommend you could go up to 8 ounces. And that will help the whole body. Let us know how that works. I really think it can help, and you've already done some good things there with it. So I wouldn't do it right after your oil injections. I would wait an hour or so to do these. You can also use the clay as an enema. Use 2 tablespoons of the liquid clay to a pint of water, or more if you want, and just use it for an enema. Very good question. Let us know how that works for you. Okay. Maureen in San Diego, can clay be used as a paste poultice on a breast cancer tumor? I just turned in, not sure you have discussed this topic, but also in the area. Also put it on the area and sit in a portable FIR sauna, for infrared sauna. I believe you could put it on any sort of a tumor that's close to the surface of the skin. Now, it may make it more inflamed at first, because what it's going to do, it tends to do, is pull a cancer back to the point of origin. I'm not a doctor. I don't make healing claims, but I have seen people that had open breast cancer wounds and was infected, and nothing was pulling out the infection, and she started using clay, and it was pulling it out. And it stopped the infection, and when she went to the doctor, she told them what she did, and they advised her not to use the clay, and she stopped, and the infection came back. So, but that, if it were me, that's what I would do. And I would, you can get a square of Glad Press and Seal and put the clay on the sticky side of it and leave the edges dry and put it over the area that you're concerned. You want the clay on there pretty thickly, and then press the dry edges to your skin, and it will hold the wet clay in place, and you can wear it under your bra or wear it all day, and then, you know, change it twice a day and put a fresh one on at night, sleep with it on, and don't be alarmed if it seems to get redder. It may be pulling it out, pulling it up to the surface. Just keep using the clay. And I know we've had cases with dogs with tumors that it dissolved them. They disappeared. So give it a try if you like. Again, I'm not making a cancer claim. It's just what I've experienced. And you know, keep the faith. It sounds like you have a good attitude toward it and are doing some good, healthy, alternative things. Carol again, in a juicer, how do you mix vegetables or fruits or soups too? Thank you. Yeah, if you have a juicer and get your juice, then you can just add your, you can either add, let's see, in a juicer. In a blender, I would add the powder clay and it will thicken it. If it gets too thick, add a little water. But in the juicer, take your juice and then I would pour your 2 ounces of liquid clay into the juice and stir it up and drink it. So you can do that with fruits and vegetables and even soups, yeah. I've used it a lot of times in soups or doing a stew, so it'll kind of thicken the juices a little bit. That's a good idea of how to get some clay in you during the winter time when you're eating more soups. And I think so many people now are doing green drinks for, and it's so healthy for you if you can not eat a heavy laden meal and have a vitamin enriched juice of vegetables and minerals in your green stuff and drink that for a meal. It's easier on your digestive system, and it's definitely, most of us don't get enough greens during the day. So, okay, let's see if we have some more. And here's another one. Could you talk more about enemas and clay? I'm very interested on that. Yes, I can. I like to take... You can take whatever amount you want. If you have hemorrhoids, if you can get something to squeeze the clay mask up in there, that's what I would do. And you can take, like, if you've ever had a Fleet's enema, it has that little bulb, you suck the squeeze and the fluid goes out. You can kind of make your clay not quite the 1-3, make it a 1-4 or 5 where it'll suck up in there a little better and squirt it up in you. And if you, you know, just do a little bit and you can leave it and hold it as long as possible. It's very good for the colon. Of course, this is where, if you have colon problems, this is where I say start drinking 4 to 8 ounces of clay 3 times a day. It will really get in there, coat that colon, and do a lot of healing work. We had a lady with Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, all sorts of digestive problems, and she had amazing healing. And after 4 months, the doctors did a colonoscopy on her and said, asked her how she went. Well, it wasn't a colonoscopy. She actually had surgery on her obstruction. But afterwards, they wanted to know how she went from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old in the 4 months they had been treating her. And she hadn't told them she was drinking the clay all this time. And, of course, I've told several times about the story of the gentleman who had cirrhosis of the liver and only had 5% of his liver left, and drinking that amount built his liver back to 30% in 6 months. He was doing the clay baths, the liver poultice, and drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day. And his hep C went away. Okay, we're getting off the enemas. If you just want to do daily enemas, you can put like 2 ounces of the clay to a pint of water, a pint's 2 cups, and use that for your enema. Some people mix clay with coffee for a clay coffee enema. And coffee enemas are very good too. I don't know if you get caffeine from coffee enemas, if you absorb that through the colon wall or not. So I'm just a great believer in the clay. And you can't do it really wrong if you want to just squirt the clay mask up in you. That's going to be good. And if you want to use it with more water, so you can take on with water, so you can hold more water in your bowels while you're giving yourself the enema, that's also very good. So don't be afraid to play with those and do that. And I see no problem in doing it daily. It's just something that helps us. And thank you. You're always good to come up with good questions, and I appreciate seeing you on here. You're a loyal listener, and thank you. Very blessed with good listeners. All right, well, that's it on questions for today. Let me go over to the phone lines one more time. If anybody on the phone line would like to ask a question, press the *2 on your phone, and I can open your line and we can chat a bit. This time of year, you know, if you know anybody with the measles, I would definitely put the clay on the measles outbreak, and I would, if they had a lot of fever, I'd give them a mild clay bath. I think that it would help reduce that, and of course, drinking of the clay. You'd have to do it away from medicines, but, you know, if it's a baby, you can kind of mix some clay mask and water, or some of the clay water, like the liquid on a wash rag, and just bathe them in it to pull down their temperature and to pull out the rash and to help stop that rash. I haven't known anybody to have it to suggest that, but I'm going to share that with you. Anyone knows anybody going through the measles, to definitely try that. And let's see, trying to think of something else to share with you. I've shared so many testimonials lately, I don't like to keep repeating myself. So spring is coming, and now's a good time to think about saving some of your clay water from your bathtub and saving it to work into your soil. You know, I like to take the powdered clay and turn the soil in my beds. Or if you're one of these that puts in a fresh garden every year and you have one of those rototillers, get a good bucket of the pro clay. It's the yard and garden use clay. And you can put quite a bit down and turn it into the soil. If I'm just planting one plant, I'll take a handful of clay, and of course I dig my hole and I put a little potting soil in my hole because the dirt here is kind of hard packed. So I put a little potting soil and I take a handful of clay and stir it into the potting soil, And then I put my plant in and cover it up and water it good. And then periodically when I have a clay bath, I'll take some of the water and scoop it up and go water my plants. You want to avoid watering it on acid-loving plants because clay is alkaline. So if you know your plants are acid-loving, azaleas, magnolia trees, some of your cactus, avoid giving it to them, but the other plants will just kick booty and get green and healthy and really produce a lot of fruits and flowers. My plants just flower all summer long, and I love that. So, well, our time is up for today. I'm going to check one more time and see if any questions have come in on the Q&A page. I do have one here from Nicole. Hey, Perry, thanks for the information on migraines you sent me. Took the migraine away in minutes, but it did come back, but that means I'm on the right track. Great, Nicole. And I told Nicole to make a poultice and kind of put it over the area of the headache and also to drink the clay and to take clay baths. So I'm not sure if it's just from the applications to the areas or if it's from taking a clay bath that took it away in minutes. But you are on the right track. And what the clay does when you put it on that area is it opens the flow of energy. When we have a pain, everything tightens up and the blood vessels constrict and the flow of energy doesn't go through the area. And the harder that we resist it, the tighter it becomes and it just stops up everything. So when you're using the clay on the area of the headache, it relaxes it and increases the blood flow and circulation, so it's opening the energy flow in your body. So yes, you're on the right track. I'm so thrilled that that helped. If you've ever had a migraine headache, oh, they can be unbearable. So to get some relief in minutes is wonderful. Maybe you should have done it a little bit longer or do it periodically throughout the day. And when it comes again, you know what to do. And thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate that. Well, this has been a good day. We've had, here's another one. Well, we are waiting for your next book. Thanks a lot for the advice, Carol. Well, I'm working on it, and hopefully this spring we'll get a new book out there. It's been quite a journey doing the research, and I've read till my eyes. I have to go and put clay poultices on my eyes because reading all the fine print in these chemistry books can be mind-boggling, and I get a lot of tired eyes from doing research and computer reading. Thank goodness I have clay because I can bring my eyes back to refreshing. If you've never done a little clay poultice on your eyes for 15 minutes, I'm going to end the program with suggesting that. You get one of the little circle cotton makeup remover pads, the little pressed cotton makeup pads. Put your clay on it, press it up to your closed eyelid, leave it on for 15 or 20 minutes. Wash it off, and usually after that you will find some stringy stuff in your eye, and you'll get white stuff in the corner of your eye. It really clears your tear ducts and keeps you from getting dry eyes, too. It's amazing the relief you get in just a few minutes doing one of those. So if you haven't tried that, I'm going to challenge you to do that this weekend and find another way to use clay in your life. This is Perrier thanking each and every one of you. I got some more questions here. Nicole came back. She said she's doing all of it. She was putting it on the area. She was drinking it and taking the clay bath. Great, Nicole. Thank you for sharing that. Sometimes with the migraine, it takes all three of them because they can be pretty tenacious. Roxana again. What would you do for swollen gums? Put the clay or the powder on the gums? Definitely put the powder on the gums. The clay will slide right down your throat. Since it's wet, it won't stay in place because of the saliva. So if you can get the back of the handle of your toothbrush and get a little ridge of clay on it, or a popsicle stick, if you can go into Starbucks and they have those little stirring sticks that you use for your coffee, and they're kind of flat wood, get some of those and just scoop some clay on there and pull your cheek out and deposit them around those gums and leave it in all night. The saliva kind of wets it and sticks it in place. What you swallow is all good. You can rinse it out in the morning. But do that nightly until you get that under control. It'll pull the infection out, pull the bacteria that gets down in those gums out, and tighten the gums to your teeth. It's also good for your bone density. If you're getting older, you have that. And another from clay. But it was the clay pack that took it away. But I do have one kidney, so going to do a pack on that, too. Thanks so much. Great. So she said the thing that really took the pain of the migraine headache away instantly was putting the clay mask on the area and laying like a wash rag over it. You can use a cold wash rag or a wet one. Yes, I think a kidney poultice would be lovely. And just put it on for an hour the first three or four times. And as your body accumulates with it, then you can do it on overnight. I'm a fond believer of using clay periodically over different body organs. Now, you want to do a poultice an hour either side of eating, so you don't want to do it an hour before or after you eat. And you can do it on your liver. It's good for stimulating the liver. You can do it on your gallbladder. You can do it on your colon area, the lower area where your colon is. You can do it on your bronchial tubes in your chest, under your arms. If I get a mammogram, I'm going to come home and rub clay all over my chest and take a clay bath. So, yeah, don't be afraid. It's good also under your neck, those glands under your neck and on your thyroid. It just cleans things out. It opens the energy, and it keeps things functioning in your body. So thank each and every one of you. And this is Perrier. We're used up our time for today. Thank you for chiming in, for giving your questions and stimulating my brain a little bit. I never know what I know until someone asks the question. I know that sounds silly, but it really amazes me how when you ask the question, I can just see how the clay works in the body and how it could be used for that situation. So thank you all for your questions. This is Perrier signing out.